not dead in trespasses and sins, but dead to your offenses and sins. By Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr., and you being dead to your offenses and sins. Ephesians 2:1. We also being dead to the offenses and the lusts. Ephesians 2:5. You also being dead to the offenses. Colossians 2:13. The Ephesian Summit. Ephesians is the summit of God's revelation to us. Paul takes us back to a time long before the creation of Adam and forward to a point far beyond the end of the book called Revelation. Andrew McLarty, Grace and Truth. The Prison Letters. We were chosen in Christ before the disruption of the world to be holy and flawless in His sight. Ephesians 1:4. This was ours in God's purpose long before we had sinned. When Christ died, we died with Him. When He was roused and vivified, we were in Him, and we ascended and sat down among the celestials in Christ Jesus. Let us not blur this marvelous truth by imagining that all this occurs for each individual after becoming dead through sin or in trespasses. Death is oblivion. We were dead to everything before we were born. All these high honors were ours before we could make or mar them. They are absolutely independent of our conduct. Such a slight inaccuracy in translation has robbed us of the grand truth of our death to sin in His death. It has substituted the popular, but erroneous, dead in trespasses and sins, and applied it indiscriminately to all sinners who are not in view in this connection at all. A.A. Knoch, 1874 to 1965, Rooted and Ground in Love. A Commentary on Ephesians, Chapter 22. Since we were chosen in Christ before the disruption of the world, our being in Him predates sin. Sin is only a secondary detour to bring about a contrast to what we already possessed. We are dead to sin. Ephesians 2, 1-3. It must be remembered that chapters 1-3 are firmly within the doctrinal section of Ephesians, chapters 1-3, and not in the deportment section, chapters 4-6. Pauline doctrine always precedes deportment. Therefore, this passage is not a discussion concerning how our standing, from chapter 1, has changed our state, how our calling has changed our conduct, or how our position has changed our practice. But rather, Paul is firmly establishing that sin, the root, noun, in the singular, and sins, the fruit, verb, in the plural, have absolutely no effect whatsoever on our standing, calling, and position. Before we get to Ephesians 2, Paul in Ephesians 1 has already revealed these immutable facts that God, the placer, had already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, had already chosen us in Him before the disruption of the world, we to be separated and immaculate in His view, had already predestinated us unto sonship by Christ Jesus to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, had already liberated us through His blood, giving us freedom from the side slips according to the wealth of His joy, had already predesignated us according to the purpose of the One who operates all according to the counsel of His will, had already made us pre-expectant in the Christ, and had already sealed us with the separating spirit of summons. None of these are in the process of happening. They are all pre-accomplished acts. It is important to realize that, unlike most English versions, this verse does not read dead in trespasses and sins, but instead, it should be rendered dead to offenses and sins, as is properly shown in other translations. While the Greek word here, en, is used for the idea of being dead in sin in other passages, such as 1 Corinthians 15:17, John 8:21, 24, when the word is in the dative case, as it is here in Ephesians 2:1, It is properly rendered to. This is the date of construction, declaring our standing before God. When the truth of being dead to sins is set forth, the dative case is used. Note this in Romans 6:2, 10, 11, and here in Ephesians 2:1, 5. These words describe the present position of a believer in Christ Jesus. We are dead to our sins. Otis Q. Sellers, SRV. It is simply the dative case, not in your AV, or through your RV trespasses and sins, but to your offenses and sins. As a matter of fact, we were dead to the sins in the death of Christ. Death is a figure of oblivion. We were oblivious to our sins when Christ died and was roused and vivified and seated in the heavens. A.E. Nach, K.R.G. What the outcalled have divinely enumerated to them in chapter 1 was all true of them prior to their birth, and in fact, before the disruption of the world, that is, before sin came upon the scene. Thus, the phrase, dead to, is an expression that means that someone is severed, detached, unresponsive, or oblivious to something. It does not mean that this something, in this case sin, does not exist, but that the relationship with it has been severed. When someone says, they're dead to me, it means that they treat them as if they no longer exist. When someone is said to be dead to the world, we're being described as sleeping so soundly that they are oblivious to what is happening around them. When someone is said to be dead to a certain concept or feeling, it means that they are unaffected by it, such as dead to politics. The Greek word translated conversation in the KJ 5 in verse 3 is anastropho, which means turned up and down, turn upside down, turn hither and thither, turned topsy-turvy. The actions described in 2:1-3 are the sins of the saints. It is as those who are dead to trespasses and sins that we live and walk in this world. The word pot, translated as in time past in the KJV, is indefinite, not past tense. It is a dependent particle related to time. It can be used of the past, but this must be clearly established by the context. Thayer says that it means at some time or other. It is somewhat like our phrase, now and then. We do sin sometime or another, and it is useless to deny it. We have here a divine estimate of our walk, that we are topsy-turvy every now and then, having a standing that is dead to our offenses and sins, even though no one can say he is never influenced by his environment and circumstances, for in many things we all offend. James 3:2. Yet we remain perfectly flawless in his sight. 1:4. Otis Q. Sellers, SRV. Once more, the KJV obscures this precious truth in verse 2 by translating pote as in time past, and by translating periapatasati, the indefinite walk, by the past walked. A slight inaccuracy in translation has robbed us of the grand truth of our death to sin in his death. It has substituted the popular but erroneous dead in trespasses and sins and applied it indiscriminately to all sinners who are not in view in this connection at all. Enoch, K.R.G. While it is true that in the start of the second part of Ephesians, chapters 4-6, Paul clearly makes exhortations for walking worthily of our calling, 4:1, yet such is not the theme of this section. Plainly, as the outcalled, our walk is now and then turned topsy-turvy. Yet, in the truths previously revealed by Paul, we are dead to such contrary conduct, and such behavior has absolutely no bearing whatsoever on our calling. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would, Galatians 5:17. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O conflicted man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 7:15-25. These are the circumstances that have always been true concerning the outcalled of God, even in past economies. For who can forget the adultery and murder committed by King David, God's anointed, and the man after God's own heart? For we all make many stumbles. James 3:2, Young's. For oft are we stumbling, Rotherham. For we all are tripping much, Concordant. That our walk, according to the course of this world, according to the ruler of the power of the air, and our conversation in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, is somehow relegated to the past tense, is a preposterous notion, and is self-deceptional. For if we should be saying that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. That's 1 John 1:8. With all of these things in consideration, read how beautifully Otis Q. Sellers, 1901-1992, rendered Ephesians 2:1-3 in his resultant version. 1. Even you, being dead to your offenses and sins. 2. In which you, at some time or other, walk according to the eon of this world, according to the ruler, who is the authority of this atmosphere, the spirit now operating in the sons of disobedience. 3. Among whom, even we all, are turned hither and thither at some time or other, in the desires of our flesh, doing the volitions of the flesh and of the mind. And we are, in that which is produced by these forces, children of indignation, even as others.